And sometimes with situations like this, it can feel overwhelming. Like, you know, okay, we have the Ukraine, we have the stuff going on in Hawaii, and now we have Israel, and it can feel like it's overwhelming. But can I tell you what the greatest thing that you can do for all of these people in all of these circumstances? See that word up there? Praise. Praise. Whenever that you feel the spirit of fear or heaviness start to come on you, throw your hands up wherever you're at and start praising the Lord. And you may say, well, Shelley, what is that going to accomplish? Have you not been listening to these stories of praise that we've been talking about? These are God's people that we have been reading about in the Word, about when you begin to praise, what happens? Powers released. After I start expecting, when you are praising the Lord for the answers to these situations, darkness has to flee. It has to flee because the power of God shows up in that circumstance, in that situation, and it's like a light of a bomb light goes off, right? And have you ever seen darkness stay in a room when you turn the lights on? I've shared this before. It doesn't matter how many of those train cars, you know, that we see that go up and down the highway over here. It doesn't matter how many train car loads full of darkness that you bring into a building with the light on, it is not going to stay. Somebody say amen. Are you listening this morning? When darkness tries to come in, when it feels like the darkness is too much and it's getting too heavy, you begin to praise and that light comes on. Because when you in his presence is fullness of joy. So you can't have darkness, you can't have the weight when there's joy. So if you're feeling a heaviness when these things, because it will try to come. The enemy will try to tell you, oh, look at what's going on here. Look what's going on there. Look what's happening here. It's too much. You don't have enough money. You don't have enough this. You can't do this. You can't do that. And he'll make you feel like you're going further and further and further down under the weight. But praise God for praise. It turns the light on. And the enemy cannot stay in that presence of praise. That's why this message is so important. It's important for our finances. If you feel like you don't have enough, then you praise the Lord for the enough. Amen. You praise the Lord for the more than enough so you can give to every good work. When the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, you throw your hands up and you praise him. Why? Because power's released. This is not a mamby-pamby thing. This is a real powerful thing when you begin to praise. Well, I don't feel like it. Guess what? You talk to your feeler and you tell it what to feel. It doesn't tell you what to feel. You tell it what to feel. Well, it doesn't seem like anything's changing. Then you need to praise a little bit longer. You need to praise a little bit louder. You need to praise and praise and praise until the heaviness lifts and you see the light. Amen? And that's what we're going to be talking about today. I love David. David was a praiser. He understood the importance of praise. He knew firsthand that power was released when he started expecting. And what did David expect? David expected from the time he was a little boy for his God to be faithful. Say, my God is faithful. Say it again. My God is faithful. One more time. My God is faithful. He was an expectation that his God was faithful. And that's why he could say the things that he could say in the midst of whatever he was going through, because he had an expectation that God was going to be powerful in his life, that he was going to move. Amen? Now, how many of you have ever gone out and killed a lion or a bear with your bare hands? How many of you have ever gone out to kill a lion or bear with a stone and a slingshot? How many of you ever faced a giant that was probably twice, at least twice his size, fully armored, and he's got his weapons and you have a slingshot? You ever done that before? I know I haven't. But I've faced spiritual lions. I've faced spiritual bears. I've faced spiritual giants. And I can find my strength in knowing if God can give this little shepherd boy the strength to be able to fight real lions and real bears and real giants and defeat them with a stone. Well, if I have faith of a mustard seed, which is smaller than the stone he threw, then I can speak to those lions and those bears and those giants, and they have to fall. They have to be destroyed because of the power of my God. Amen. So listen to what David says in Psalm 103, if you have your Bibles this morning. Now, there's different translations, but this is the one I learned it as a kid. It says this, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." You know what that means? Praise the Lord. So bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and don't forget the benefits. What's he saying? He's saying, I can praise my God because I know he's faithful. That's what he's saying. He's saying, praise the Lord over and over and over again. Why are we praising the Lord? Because he's worthy of our praise. And he's not just saying a little bit of you. Well, keep back a little doubt. Keep back a little downer. Keep back a little fear. No, he says, with all that is within me. We know that David danced before the Lord with all that was within him when that ark came back. When he came into the city, he danced with his whole might. So if you and I want to see the impossible become possible, we're going to have to put aside some of our reservation. We're going to have to put aside some of our meekness. We're going to have to put aside some of our pride and get to dancing and praising before the Lord. Because that is going to change the atmosphere. It's going to change the things around you. Did David's circumstances really ever change? No. But God changed him. God changed him, whether a supernatural strength to kill a bear and a lion or the incredible accuracy. I mean, you got to think about this, you guys. These men of war wore helmets. But the accuracy of this young man to use a slingshot and a stone to nail someone hard enough in the forehead to completely knock him out. God changed David. That's what happens when you begin to praise. God changes you, and all of a sudden that circumstance that looks so powerful or so big is changed in front of you. It's defeated before you because you are no longer just you. You are you in the midst of the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. So bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, praise his name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and don't forget his benefits. Don't forget the benefits. Don't forget the benefits. But if you don't open the word and you don't study it and you don't spend time with him, you're not going to know what your benefits are. That's why David was able to have the confidence he had, because he understood. He was in a relationship with his heavenly Father, and he understood what his benefits were. I loved my Bible that I normally do my preaching out of is in NIV, but I love the New King James, and so I borrowed Luke's Bible, and Luke makes it real easy for me. He just circled all the benefits. Thank you, Luke. So it says his benefits are he forgives. He heals, he redeems, he crowns, he satisfies, and he renews. Woo! Somebody say amen. Amen, amen, and amen, and amen. So when the Lord, when he's moving on your finances, he forgives your debts. He forgives. He heals your ability to be able to keep your resources without squandering it. He heals from the past fears of being worried so that you can be a giver. He redeems. Whatever it is the enemy has come in to destroy and take away from your life, he is your redeemer and he is bringing it all back. Thank you, Jesus. He crowns you. It reminds us you are not a nobody, you are a somebody. In fact, you are a child of God, a joint heir with Jesus, and everything that's his is yours. You wear a crown to remind yourself of that. He satisfies you. I am excited to get to the place where I open up my checkbook and I am satisfied. You know what that's going to look like? That's going to have check after check after check after check after check given to ministry after ministry after ministry after ministry. All the things I want to do, and I can go, oh, I'm satisfied. Thank you, Jesus. And then we are renewed. You know what that means in our finances? You give away and it comes right back. You give away and it comes back. You give away, and it comes back. You try to outgive God. Give, 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 and he goes, back, back, back. He's renewing and renewing and renewing and renewing. These are the benefits, and this is why we can bless the Lord, oh my soul, regardless of what it looks like in our finances, regardless of what it looks like in our families, regardless of what it looks like in the nation, regardless of what it looks like around the world. We can bless the Lord, oh my soul, because I know as I begin to praise, power is released. Because I am expecting God to be faithful to his word. Amen? Woo! I don't know about you, but I'm ready to pray for everybody. But that's what happens when you enter into that place of praise and worship. You're no longer begging God to take care of people. You're no longer begging God and hoping that he'll just maybe turn an ear to us. No, there's an authority that comes over you. So when you begin to praise, that authority falls on you. So when you pray, you don't pray out of meekness and mildness. You pray as one who has authority because you know who your God is and your expectations are in him. Amen? Amen. So grab your tithes and offerings and let's pray with some expectation this morning. Amen? Father, we just praise you and we thank you for your word that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what you spoke to David, you're speaking to us now and you're speaking to the generations to come. And Father, we set our expectations on you today because we know you will not fail. You will not fail. And Father, we just praise you and we thank you for touching everyone's finances this week. We thank you, Lord, where the enemy has come in to kill, steal, and destroy. I speak life right now, life more abundantly. There is going to be an overflow for people to be able to give everywhere you direct them to give in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that we are going to praise our way to victory. We are going to praise our way to victory. We are going to praise our way to victory. We know, Father, that you have supplied the power in the past, and you are supplying the power today, and you have enough power for tomorrow, Father, for every situation, for every circumstance, for every foul demonic spirit that raises its head against us or the people of God. We thank you that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, and no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. We thank you, Father, today that every need that Israel has is already been met. I thank you, Father, that funds are just flooding to the right people that are doing the right thing, that they're going to get the things they need, Father, and have more than enough. You are placing the right people in leadership. You are placing the right people in power. And Father, I thank you, it is not beyond you to save every single one of those terrorists. It is not beyond you to send dreams of you to them and wake them up so that they aren't destroyed physically, emotionally, and spiritually. We thank you, Father, for healing this world in Jesus' name. God, it is not beyond you. And I thank you, Father, for the protection, the covering. You have always covered Israel. Father, you said you long to cover her. And that's what I pray for today, a covering, a literal covering. I know you've done it in the past. And so I know you will do it today. You are covering Israel. You are covering your people, Father, that bombs may try to come in, but they're not going to land. They're going to be duds. They're just not going to have their effects. They can shoot things and try to bring them in, but they are going to explode before they ever reach God's people. I pray for a supernatural covering over every Israeli soldier right now in the name of Jesus. There will be no more deaths. No more deaths of God's people. You did it in the past, Father. I have read story after story where the children of God were covered, even though their enemies were destroyed. They were covered, and not one was missing. And that's what I praise you for today, Father, for covering Israel in Jesus' name. And we just give you all the praise and all the glory, Father, that nothing is beyond you, Father. Continue to touch Hawaii. Continue to touch the people, Father, of Lahaina. Father, I just thank you for healing their hearts and minds, for rebuilding, Father, for restoring, for renewing them in Jesus' name. You have more than enough finances for them as well, Father, and for the people of Ukraine, God. Wherever there's a need, you are able to supply that need for those people, Father. And we just praise you for wisdom. Lord, give us wisdom as the finances come in to know what to do, to know where to give, Father, so we can be a part of your strategic plan for this last day. We just praise you and we thank you for anointing every gift that's sown today. Bless the giver, Father, a hundredfold harvest. I thank you, Lord. We are not seed tender. We are orchard tenders, Father. I thank you and I praise you for that today. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen and amen.